One of the things that I think a lot of us go through when we start to feel overwhelmed and like we're being pulled in all different directions is time management. And it's actually kind of funny that I am talking about time management, because if anybody knew me in growing up in years past, they're like, why are you talking about time management? Because I was very well known for not being great with time. But over the years, I have had to be better with my time for my job and just learning different skills. So I feel like I am perfectly capable of sharing some tips that work for me, that I have found work really well, even if you are not naturally time efficient. So let me share with you 5 time management tips to help you reset when you're feeling behind and you're feeling scattered. Are you ready to stop the chaos, the stress, the overwhelm that's filling your life? I'm Renee Matt, and together you and I are going to build simple routines that are going to change your life. When you put these habits into practice, you're going to be able to organize your life in a way where you can be there for your family, pay off your debt, save money, your house can stay organized, you don't have to stress about what's for dinner, and you still get time for yourself. So without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to the Routine Advantage Podcast. Now, if I go back and think about like why I was so bad at time management, a lot of it has to do with I just get so distracted and I try to do too many things at once. And I think that I have enough time to complete all the things that I need to do. And what happens is then I lose track of time and I would just be late for everything, like absolutely everything. I was always late. In fact, one time I had to go home. I was living out of the house at this point and I needed to be home for an event or something. I can't even remember what it was. And my dad told me it was a certain time and I showed up and I did my best and I actually was like 15 minutes early and I was so proud of myself. And I got there and there was nobody there. And I asked my dad, like, where is everybody? Am I that early? And he was like, well, I was expecting you to be late, so I told you it was an hour earlier. So like, that is the case of what I was. He was telling me I needed to be somewhere an hour earlier than it actually started, just to make sure I would arrive on time. So thankfully, I'm not that bad anymore. I don't need to be told it's an hour beforehand. However, if I am not careful and I don't use these tips, I will be late. I know for a fact that it's just how I am, but I have learned certain skills and tools and what I actually need to help me stay on track. And then when I can stay on track and I can get these things organized in a way where I can actually complete what I want to do in the time frame without getting distracted, it helps me a ton. So if that is you, you aren't a lost cause. It's okay. We can learn. And I want to share with you today what those are and or have been for me and what I continue to use, because I have been working as an executive assistant and board liaison for, goodness, like 5-7 years now. I think it's been 7 years now. And so I have had to learn a lot of different skill sets to be able to accommodate a lot of different people that I am assisting. And there's a lot of communications and travel schedules and deadlines and organizing events and all those different things that I am managing. So I have to be really careful of my time. And it flows into my life, my personal life as well, when I have learned different like strategies that have helped me. And these are what I have come up with on what I could share with you. The one thing to really keep in mind, though, is that it's going to take some trial and error. I encourage you to try these, test them out, see what works for you, see what doesn't, and be really honest with yourself. Is it working or is it not working? And if it's not working, is it because you aren't giving it a try or because something needs to change? There are definitely ways where we say, oh, that's not working for us, but sometimes it's just because we're being too stubborn. So I would encourage you to really talk to yourself about it honestly on what actually needs to be changed or what just needs to be tweaked for you to make it work for you. But I encourage you to just give it some trial and error, and you will eventually find the best tips for you to manage your time. And I think this is also, just a really quick note, I think this is also why I absolutely love routines, because the more I focus on my routines, the better I am at time management. So it's all kind of a cycle, and they're all tied in together. But let's go forward. Number one, you plan ahead. Now, this is imperative to make sure that you know what you need to do, where you need to be, what time things are happening, all that stuff. So I like to do this at least twice. I do a weekly planning on Fridays. I do this a Friday morning, and I plan out for my week for the following week, and then a daily review. Now, I usually do a daily review right away in the morning, and I look at everything that I have coming up for the day. And I'm going to actually add another tip later that kind of ties into this, but I think it's really important to make sure that you know what's coming so that you can actually be prepared, and that will help you stay better or stay more consistent with your time and where you're spending things. And number two, to each morning review your task list. So this is not just where you need to be, but also what you're doing, and you need to prioritize what you're doing. This will help you organize your time in a way that is going to allow you to focus on the biggest priorities first, not necessarily even the hardest things first, but your biggest priorities first. You need to focus on those. And once you can get those done, then it allows you to take your lower priority items and fill them into the pockets of the day. And if you are running late on some time, then you can just get rid of those if they can be. If they can't, then you just need to batch them and try and get them done together, which ties into number three, which is organizing your day. Now, these all sound very similar as far as like planning ahead and then going through and prioritizing your task list and now organizing your day. You might think, like, well, I've already covered that, but you haven't. This is another step that takes you just even more focused in your day to make sure you have time to do the things. So when you organize your day, you've already got your day set up that you've reviewed and you've planned out. So you know where you need to be, what time you need to be. You know the blocks of when you have time to get your tasks done, whether they're work tasks or personal tasks, whatever you're doing. You have it all laid out from your day and you have your tasks prioritized. But now what you're going to do is you're going to group any similar tasks. So for instance, if I am working, then I know that doing everything in my email or communications can be done at the same time. So if I have a whole task list of all these things I need to follow up with, then I know that if I get into the mode of communication, then I need to take care of all of my communication that I have on my task list to just knock it out and be done with it. And then if I'm doing, you know, say it's in personal life, say we're doing cleaning. I guess that would be a good example, is if it's time to clean, then I know that if I'm in the mode to clean, I want to get all of my cleaning tasks for the day done so that I can just be done with it. I don't want to be cleaning in the morning, and then I don't want to be, you know, doing more cleaning zones in the afternoon and then maybe a few in the evening. Like, yes, we do like little quick tidy ups or like habits throughout the day that keep things clean or tidy, but it's not like our actual tasks to do those things. It is all grouped together in one so that you don't feel like you're just scattered throughout the day. It pulls everything and it batches them together. This is really important. And then another thing to organize your day is to set alarms for anything that's time sensitive. So one of my habits in the morning is when I'm reviewing my day, I will actually pull out my phone and I bring up my alarms app and I set multiple alarms throughout the day. Now, I choose to do the little beeps so they're not so annoying, but if you need a really loud and obnoxious alarm, then go for it. But what I do is I actually set alarms for 10 minutes before I need to do something. So all of my meetings for the day, I set alarms 10 minutes before to remind me to get prepared and make sure I'm on time for that meeting. If we're leaving somewhere, I will set an alarm. If we're leaving and I know I need to get ready, I will set it like 30 minutes before, and then I set another one that's 10 minutes before. It sounds like a lot of alarms, but it's actually not overwhelming and it keeps me on task. And so I just do this in the morning. I set all the alarms for the day and then I don't have to worry about it. All I need to do is wait for an alarm and then I will be ready to move on to the next thing. And it helps me just stay really focused, and it helps me focus on the things that I'm working on, not worrying in the back of my mind of, oh, I need to be watching the clock because I need to leave. And then all of a sudden you look at the clock and it's 15 minutes later than you were intending it to be. And when I don't set alarms, I'm always late. So I need to make sure that that is something I take time to do in the morning. And it takes me just 3 minutes to get those all set up for the day. And then I'm done. So that is a huge one for me to stay on track with my time. And then the other thing you could do to organize your day is not only to have the alarms of when you need to be at the time sensitive things, but to set timers when you're working on those tasks or task batches. So when it is time to go into one task or like the batch of tasks that you've grouped together that are a similar category, that is when you want to pull out your timer. And you set a timer for like 20 minutes and you focus on those and you work through them and get through them. When you have a timer set, it makes you so much more focused because you know your time is running out and you just like narrow in your focus on that one thing that you're working on, and it reduces the distractions around you. I don't know what it is, but it works so well. So that is something that is huge. And so those are the ways that I organize my day. Number four, we move into that. And this is where you take time to close out your day. And this is also really important because when you take time to close out your day, whether it's for work or personal life, whatever you're doing, it allows you to look back on what you did, and it kind of gives you a good check-in on where you might need to make some tweaks, but it also allows you to look at your next day ahead so that you can look at your task list and make sure that it is prioritized in the way that you want it to be. Maybe you've added some things to it throughout the day. Maybe you got more accomplished than you thought, but you just look at your day ahead so that when you wake up the next morning, you're already pretty well prepared for your day and it doesn't stress you out and you're not thinking about it all evening to make sure that you're prepared for the day ahead. It allows you to just pre-plan so that you have that feeling of just relaxation almost. Like you just feel better knowing that you are prepared for the following day, which includes like setting things out for the following day. You just want to make sure you take time to close out your day, however that works for you. And number five is to remove as many distractions as you can. One of the things that makes me lose track of time the most is distractions, which generally tends to be my phone, whether it is scrolling or listening to podcasts or watching some trainings that I'm like working on, if I'm trying to learn about something, I get distracted with that and I start just focusing on that and then I lose track of time and I hate this. So I've been trying to be really good about staying off my phone, and I even removed social media and everything off my phone. I only do it on my computer when it's time for me to be working. So it makes a big difference to make sure you're removing the distractions that cause you to get distracted. And it's not what other people are saying is causing distractions. It's truly what you get distracted with. So you have to be really aware and honest with yourself of where you're losing track of time, and then make adjustments so that you can get yourself back on track. So pay attention to what might be distracting you and make the tweaks so that you can remove those, or at least minimize those, to help you stay on track with what you're trying to do. So a quick recap on those, because I know that was a lot and it was might be kind of confusing, but I hope these work for you to kind of reassess where you're spending your time, how you want to be spending your time, and even if you aren't spending your time in a way that works really well for you and feels really good about the way you're managing it. I hope these tips will help you, and that just do one at a time if you need to and implement that, and then go back and add another thing once you have a handle on the first one. And this will help you tremendously, I promise. So number one is to make sure you are planning ahead. This is to plan ahead for your whole week, but then also look at each day and do a daily review at the beginning of each day to make sure you understand where you need to be and what you're trying to accomplish that day. Number two is take that morning review and organize your task list and prioritize everything that is most important to you that day. Not necessarily what's hardest, but what is most important to you that day. Number three, organize your day. This is grouping any similar tasks that you can together. This is building those routines. This is setting alarms for all of the time-sensitive things for your day, taking time in the morning to set alarms for everything throughout the day. And then also using timers when it's time to do any tasks or batch tasks that help keep you on track and focused. Number four is, before you close out for your day, always review your day for the next day. Make sure you're prepared for the day ahead and do whatever you need to do to make sure that you're prepared. Number five is to remove as many or all distractions if you can. This is phone, music that might pull your distractions, podcasts, TV, anything that is distracting you, adjust it, tweak it, remove it, whatever you need to do to reduce those distractions. I hope this was helpful for you. And if you need a good planner to help you walk through planning out your week, planning out your day, keeping you on track with your tasks and those priority tasks, the planner I absolutely love is the Dream Planner from Horatio Printing. And this is like the best planner ever. And they are almost sold out, but I recently became an affiliate for them. And I love their planners so much. I have been recommending them even without being an affiliate. But if you want to use my link, I have a code. You can use the link or you can use the code. Either one will work for you. But you can get 15% off, which is awesome. And because they are the 2024 planners and we're already into 2024, they have already discounted the one that I have, which is beautiful. It is a black leather bookbound version. The paper is super thick and it's very simple, but yet it has enough structure that you can easily organize your day. And it allows you to lay out your whole week. It allows you to lay out your month. It has pages in the back that allow you to do your praise report. And that's where I put like my monthly habits and my goals. And then it has even pages in the back too that are blank spreads. That is where like my annual task list lives, where our marriage goals for the year live, and so much more. Like, it is so fun to build this planner and make it your own. And you can keep it simple. You don't have to go all out and decorate it or anything like that. You can keep it super minimal and it still is just an awesome planner. And you can get such a good deal right now because they are almost sold out, but they are not fully sold out. So if you want to go and grab that, I will put the link in the show notes. It is Horatio Printing. So it's HoratioPrinting.com. So HoratioPrinting.com. And then use the code Renee15. So my name is spelled a little different. It's Renae and then 15, so Renee 15, that will give you 15% off. And these printers or these planners are just absolutely beautiful. So if you're looking for something like that, if you don't have one that you really love yet, I highly, highly suggest the Dream Planners from Horatio Printing. They're just absolutely amazing. So if you want to take advantage of that, you can. Otherwise, I will see you on the next episode. Did you love that episode or learn something useful? If so, would you do me a huge favor? My goal is to grow this podcast and help as many women as I can break free from the overwhelm so they can truly enjoy their life. The best way for me to do this is for you to leave a 5-star written review on your podcast app and to share this episode with a friend or in your Instagram stories. I appreciate you being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you on the next episode. Take care.